Wings to Soar is a nonprofit organization dedicated to wildlife education and birds of prey. They are hosting a class November 10th called Raptography, a personal encounter with birds of prey and photography workshop. I learned more about the workshop and got a chance to meet a falcon in the studios of WUTC. Dale Kernahan is a wildlife educator and works with Wings to Soar to save American raptors and care for non-releasable birds of prey. Dale, who did you bring with you today?
A very cute little fellow. His name is Gilbert, and Gilbert is what we call an American kestrel. They're also commonly called the sparrowhawk, and they're little falcons. In fact, they're one of the most common falcons you'll find throughout the United States. And Gilbert, unfortunately, can't take care of himself in the wild. He's what we call human imprinted. He was raised by people rather than his own parents, and he can't survive on his own in the wild. They're found throughout the United States, and they like to hang out near open fields. And there's plenty of open fields in the Chattanooga area. And a lot of times you'll see these little guys just perched on telephone wires or sitting in trees. And they hunt, eat a lot of insects and reptiles and things like that, and rodents as well.
Do they, like, soar down like a hawk would?
Well, kestrels are kind of interesting. Traditionally, falcons pretty much hit their prey in midair. Kestrels are more pouncers like hawks are. They can hit their food in midair as well, but a lot of times they'll pounce on their food on the ground, or they'll hover over a field or something and then see their prey and then pounce on it.
He's kind of small compared to a lot of the birds you think of in terms of birds of prey.
He definitely is. Yeah, there are some small birds of prey out there. A sharpshin hawk's another example of a smaller raptor. People don't notice the smaller raptors as much. They usually see the big hawks soaring or the vultures. But these little guys exist too. And once you see them, you start to notice them a lot more in the wild. And they're quite beautiful, very colorful little birds.
Bird watchers often photograph their finds, and coming up November 10th, there'll be a workshop offering tricks to take pictures of birds of prey. Diane Blankenbaker is a photographer and volunteer with Wings to Soar.
I met Dale about 2 years ago, actually around hang gliding, believe it or not. Dale is a hang gliding pilot, and I am a novice hang glider. I have had a passion for birds for most of my life, and getting to work with the birds of prey was extremely exciting for me. It's also given me an opportunity to really hone some of my photography skills, particularly when birds of prey are the subject, which does take some special consideration.
Well, it's not like you can ask them to sit still and smile for the camera.
That's right. Certainly the Wings to Soar birds are more cooperative than wild raptors, but they do move. Some of them do fly, and being able to adjust for that and know how to expose correctly and the focusing choices that you can make to help really get sharp images, it does take a specific skill set.
When you think of photographing birds, especially in the wild, you're talking equipment, massive lenses, because you're not going to be up close to your subjects. It's going to have some distance and a lot of patience.
Yeah, it's a lot of patience when you're looking for birds in the wild. And in fact, Artie Morris is one of the most famous bird photographers around. He recently did a workshop here in Chattanooga. And one of the things that he talks about in his book about bird photography specifically is having to go out in the wild and just be in the mud, crawling up gradually to get closer to birds. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. That is one of the great opportunities about working with Wings to Soar. It's a heck of a lot easier to find birds that way.
In this raptography session that you'll be teaching, and Dale, you and your lovely creatures will be involved in, are you out kind of away from things, or are you in a caged environment?
Well, we're actually going to do a combination. We're not going to be in a cage. We are going to work some indoors, and if the weather is permitting, we'll be outdoors as well. There's a combination of doing close-up shots with the birds, so when they're perched, and then we'll also be doing some free flying so that we can practice getting photographs. I'm trying not to say shooting birds because Dale doesn't like that, but we'll be practicing taking pictures of birds while they're in flight, because that really quick movement and learning how to work with that is a challenge photographically speaking. But the other really cool thing, which Dale is going to enable us to do, is to actually have our students hold the birds themselves and fly the birds themselves and really interact with those birds. So rather than just having somebody come out and hold a bird that you can take pictures of, we'll have a lot of interaction where we will get into some bird handling skills as well as the photography skills.
Dale, what is the importance of learning to handle, or the difference of learning to handle these birds of prey as opposed to your general house canary?
Of course, birds of prey have talons and very sharp beaks, and they can be dangerous. So it's very important that not only do you protect yourself and handling correctly, you have to handle them correctly for them as well. You know, there's a certain way you hold them and you know, interact with them for their benefit as well. And the importance of interacting with these birds is to gain greater appreciation of them by letting people handle them and touch them and really look at them close. They gain a greater love and appreciation, not only for birds of prey, but hopefully for all living creatures in the wild. That's why we do these interactive experiences, so that people will actually just tremendously realize how wonderful they truly are.
And it's very effective. I've been volunteering for Wings of Soar for a couple of years now, and it is amazing to see the difference that it makes when people get really up close and begin to understand and connect with the wildlife, how much that can really open their eyes to something new.
Dale, you mentioned that this particular kestrel here with you would never be able to live out in the wild. They've been kind of acclimated to humans too much.
That's correct.
So in that regard, in terms of handling birds of prey, you really don't encourage people to go out in the wild and walk up to that other bird of prey and try and catch them.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. These birds need to be left alone. Now, if you see an injured bird, by all means, you know, try to get a hold of a local rehab facility or zoo or wildlife officer to help that animal. But in the wild, you want to leave them alone. They're meant to be in the wild. You just want to appreciate their beauty. There's a reason they're out there. Keep, you know, nature in balance. So let's just appreciate them from a distance.
So when it comes to the birds of prey in the wild, that's where their photography is probably more important.
Exactly.
Yes. Photographs are a wonderful way to bring a bird from the wild home. That's the perfect way to bring birds from the wild home. And in fact, it applies to all nature that, you know, you want to leave it in place. You don't want to do anything destructive to it, but you can bring it home in a photograph.
When are these reptography sessions planned?
We're doing our initial workshop on November 10th. It's a Sunday. It's going to be from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. So we're going to spend a whole day focusing, no pun intended, on improving our photography skills relative to when we have birds of prey of subjects. We're going to be working with the birds for at least 2 hours of that session.
What type of equipment is encouraged for this?
The content of the workshop is really geared towards photographers who want to take manual control of their cameras. So you could work with a point-and-shoot camera if you have the ability to change manual controls. I would say that having a DSLR-type camera would be better, or an SLR. I guess not everyone has switched to digital yet, but we will be talking mostly about how you take manual control and what kinds of settings and things that you can use on your camera that will aid you in your quest to get really great images of birds.
Dale, how many of the amazing creatures that live out at your facility will be involved in this process?
We'll actually have a variety of raptors with us at the reptography experience. We'll have a bald eagle. We'll have hawks, a falcon, a very funny black vulture who could be challenging to photograph. And, of course, owls. We'll have a barn owl and a couple barred owls and a screech owls. So there'll be quite a variety. About three of those birds will be flying to the participants. With a glove on, they'll be flying to the participants while other people are photographing them. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we still have slots available for anybody who's interested.
We have a website for registration, and that is called snapgreatphotos.com. There's a page on that website called Raptography, and there's a PayPal button, and all the proceeds are going directly to Wings to Soar.
By the way, we are a nonprofit organization that cares for non-releasable birds of prey, and our main focus is wildlife education, and we educate at schools and state parks all over the country.
We're holding the workshop at Audubon Acres. The Chattanooga Audubon Society has generously offered to support the effort by allowing us to use the Walker Hall space there on their property out off of East Brainerd. For NPR listeners, if they would like to register before October 31st, there is a PayPal button that has a coupon code associated with it, and you can use the coupon code NPR, and you'll get a $50 discount if you do that before October 31st.
Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more about the reptography session on Sunday, November 10th. Proceeds from the workshop and Birds of Prey experience will benefit Wings to Soar. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.